Anyway, I think that's enough for moments this year, right? So let's talk about music, man.
Now, are we going to do a, are we going to do a top 10? You know, because we are the originators of the top 10. Yeah. Who's Jazz? I'll take Jazz.
His flow in that song is nice.
Nobody really to me. Yep.
No, we're not doing a top 10. Top 10's a played out. Top 10's are... That's what everybody does. We're not doing top tens because I don't think it reflects accurately how people listen to music throughout the year, right? And so what we've done historically is we go back and we listen to all the stuff that we talked about throughout the year so that we can remember it, or hey, I forgot about this, and then we make our top 10. And what inevitably ends up happening is you overrate stuff that either you forgot about and got excited that you forgot about it, or you overrate stuff that just came out, like I infamously did when I put, God help me, all three of those Weekend mixtapes in my first or second top 10 Black Radio Speakers.
Oh man.
What was I thinking was with Echoes of a Silence? But
and it's funny now, speaking of the Weekend, your man is getting a lot of love lately, somebody that you trashed on this show.
Who is that?
Party Next Door.
I don't understand it.
They're calling him
Who's they?
I mean, I'm just seeing the chatter. I hear the people talk.
You got my ear to the streets.
they're calling him a rugged version of Fauntleroy. I'm assuming. This is what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that he had more to do with Nothing and Was the Same than where to have to have been let on.
You think so?
Yeah, he probably did some serious writing on that. Probably did some writing on that. And just didn't get credit for it.
You know, I will admit, I should go back and listen because, well, we'll talk about the Weeknd's album in a minute, but a little while. But what we want to do this year, so instead of going back and like either overrating stuff we just did or, you know, I think last year we separated it into tiers, right? Because for me last year, it was very, when we talked about 2012, it was very clearly Kendrick and Frank Ocean and then everybody else. Right. And I'm not saying you agree, but like we tried this whole tier system and I don't even know if that worked either, because we always inevitably when we like try to figure out when we get down to like the 6, 7, 8, all of a sudden stuff from like November, December is just all over the place because that's what we just heard. So what I propose instead is let's talk about music, how we actually talk about it. Right. So let's talk about what we actually listen to throughout the year. Right. Because you and I, Armand and myself, like when we're reviewing, like we're listening to all this brand new music every week. But in the background, I mean, I can't speak for my mom, but like in between the stuff, I'm listening to stuff that I want to listen to.
Absolutely.
Right. So I want to talk about that.
Did it not seem like the albums, and you know, hopefully this reflects in your list, but my list, a lot of the albums that I really liked, we did not talk about on the show.
There's two on my list that we didn't talk about at all.
Yeah, there's a couple, but okay. It just kind of seemed like the albums, it's weird with people's, and this, I'll say this and then we'll get into our list or whatever, but it's funny, like with people's lists, you can kind of tell, like I don't want to say you had to dig, but there's a lot of great music underneath the surface. I don't want to call it underground. I believe that these artists have their pockets of fan bases. But, you know, I know that, a lot of my lists are not really albums that we talked about. And I think there was a great year that it wasn't very hard to put together a list of albums that I liked, because there were quite a few albums that I really, really liked and spent this whole year playing.
Yeah. And sort of in that theme, like because we went back and listened to all this stuff, I don't know about you, but like as I was going through this, I was like, wow, there are records I should have been listening to more this year.
Yeah.
Right. And part of that was, I mean, let's be honest, the first half of the year, we were working on Kairos a lot. So there, you know, I would like listen to whatever I had to for that week.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, okay, time to go listen to these 8 mixes of this one song.
Yeah. The first half of the year was definitely
Kairos
yeah.
heavy. Very Kairos
heavy. Very Kairos heavy. So Kairos is not on my list, but
it's on my list. Because I listen to it all year.
I would say I can't put my own album on my list, but if I was, if I wasn't playing fair.
But no, you know, so it, it was good to, it was good to be like, hey, I didn't appreciate that at the time. And then there's other records where I, or maybe, you know, some records where I was like, yeah, I remember liking that and I still like it, but I just didn't have time to get into it. Other records where I went back and I was like, oh yeah, that's better than I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's albums where we're like, nah, nope.
Yeah. Nah. Nope. The nah category.
Mm-mm, nope. Sorry.
Not even the meh. Just the nah, because there was some nah. So let's get into it.
So what do you want to start with? The good, the
let's do you want to start with your slept ons?
Yeah, your, I think that's good. I'm going to lead off with somebody we were just talking about, and you're not going to expect this.
Okay.
The Weeknd's album.
Really?
Is way better than I remember.
Wow. I did not listen to, I did not go back and listen to that album.
Here's what you have to do, though. Just don't think of it as The Weeknd. Pretend it's a completely new artist, because it is. He's working with totally different writers and producers. It's essentially, he might as well have changed his name. Like, it's just not even the same. Like, there have been three stages of Weeknd, right? There was House of Balloons. Then there was all this intermediate stuff. And then there's now this new Weeknd.
Yeah.
He is now just totally different.
Wow.
And so there was, I was disappointed because you and I hold House of Balloons very highly.
Oh my God. House of Balloons was, it's changed incredible. My life. Changed my
it's,
life.
It's a great, great record.
Yeah.
Right. So whenever I see, oh, The Weeknd put out a project, it always starts with, well, I know this won't be as good as House of Balloons. It's like, no. You know, and it's not even a case of high expectations, you know, how like we always held Nas to O-Matic, not that I'm calling House of Balloons O-Matic, but you know, it's not even a case like that, but it's like, no, really, The Weeknd changed his sound.
Dude, completely.
Totally different.
Completely, yeah.
I mean, so don't get me wrong, his album is no House of Balloons, but it's good. It's decent, like it's not bad at all.
I still, the Neptune's remix of Wanderlust is still dope.
That is dope. It's very dope.
It reminds me, The Weeknd changing his sound reminds me, do you watch Friends?
Yeah.
You remember Fun Bobby? when he like went sober and he wasn't fun anymore, that's what The Weeknd changing the sound like. Although I still hold Thursday higher than you, I think.
You do.
Even though I haven't listened to it in forever. I was happy with Thursday.
So all right. What do you give me one off of your what you slept on list?
Oh, my phone went out. An album that I probably should have listened to a little more.
Yeah.
Juicy J.
That album has some joints.
Has some serious joints on it. Great workout album. Fantastic workout album.
And he had a bunch of bonus tracks.
That were better than some of the songs on the album.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of nice samples.
Yep. He had the one with the Weeknd sample.
But no, there are some records, you know. Juicy J will never be confused for a great rapper. We had a great conversation with DJ Hyphen about this. You can get that on collectorspeakers.com. We had a great conversation about like Juicy J and Wale and that whole thing that they had going on where Wale was beside himself because Complex didn't include him. They included Juicy J. But Juicy J knows exactly who he is.
Yes.
Right? This record, he's not pulling a Two Chainz. We're going to talk about him in a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not pulling a Two Chainz where he's – thinks he's a real rapper.
Yeah.
Juicy J knows exactly who he is.
Yeah.
And the album works for them perfect. But there's, I said this on the Hyphen podcast, I'll say it again. I'd rather listen to Juicy J's album than Magna Carta. Like, it has better beats. It has better record. You know, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, Juicy J album, that's a good one.
Yeah. What about you? Another one for you.
I'll pick another one. You know, I'll go, because I got a couple on the list here. Let me go with The Dream.
He's on my list as well.
My 1.5 is great. I'm just going to say that.
Still missing the Kelly Rowland joint.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. But there's some records. Like, I only pull up the track list right now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody who's playing the Clackerty Speakers drinking game, if you had Doc types in something online. Dog. Take a shot.
Equestrian? Woo! Son.
Equestrian. Too early. Michael. Michael is...
Yo, Michael is... I really like Michael. I went back and listened to it. That song is so funny.
The Loving You Crazy. Woo!
Yeah. I even like the record with Beyonce. That record grew on me, too.
But no, you know, I don't like High Art that much. But Foreplay is dope, too.
Foreplay is dope.
But Equestrian is... Oh, man.
Quite a classic dream.
That's... is that Los? Yeah. LOS. That's LOS in the dream. But but yeah, there's definitely some records. Self-Conscious I like. New Orleans is cool.
Yeah, I like
Slow Self-Conscious. Slow It Down grew on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some records, man.
Yeah.
Was there bonus tracks on this? Oh, yeah, most of them weren't really good. And then he had that bonus EP where he put Dope Chick, Rock.
Dope Chick, my most underrated single of 2012.
You know my theory on that. They messed up the drums.
Okay, so it didn't hit because it didn't have the right drums.
He took the right break beat, but he hit it. It like it was sort of like shuffling along in the background. There was no snap to it.
He just should have had Casey and JoJo and Mr. Dalvin and Devontae Swing in the back pointing at the camera and kicking their legs in the air.
He could have just, you know, he could have typed in, you know, @doc_beats. I need you to put drums under this. Anyway, now the Dreams album I thought was good, you know, even though it barely, I mean, he really bricked.
Yeah, he did.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
He also suffered. He had too many singles.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, like, he had stuff that he put out way before, like Bodywork and FMBO, which I slept on initially in 2011 when they came out. Those songs are incredible. FMBO. Yeah. Woo!
I got to go back and play that. That's only 1.5, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But yeah, Dreams album, man. That's
Dreams album
got some joints.
All right. A record, an album that I slept on, and I think we kind of predicted it when we reviewed it early in the year, that we're like, yeah, this came out during the wrong time. We're probably going to sleep on this album.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Mac Miller Watching Movies with the Sound Off.
That was on my list, too.
Yeah.
That album's dope good.
Album. It is good. I saw Al Lindstrom. They had like a round table with like Combat Jack and people from Rap Radar and some other, you know, blog tastemakers or whatever. And they found Mac Miller's the most improved artist or MC of 2013. And I'm not mad at that.
No, this is it. You know, it's actually pretty good. It's too long.
It's too long.
But there's some good records on there. Like,
yeah,
there was a lot of, I think his problem is there was a surprising amount of huge artists that came out this summer. He just got lost in the mix.
He just got lost in the shuffle. That's all. That's all. But yeah, Star Room is dope. I like the Earl Sweatshirt record. Red Dot Music with Bronson is tough. The Jay Electronica record is tough.
There's just a lot of really good records on there. I was surprised.
One of my favorite songs of the year is the live version of Objects in the Mirror with the internet, the Pharrell record. The live version that is incredible. But yeah, this was a dope album. Yeah, take away probably about, I don't know, five or six records. This will be a really, really good album. But yeah, totally slept on this.
So I got one and you know, won't be your favorite, but that's okay. Rocky Fresh, Electric Highway.
I knew you were gonna put that on there. I knew you were. And I forgot to listen to his birthday EP as well. And I probably should go back and listen to that Rocky Fresh tape because I remember some of the beats were tough.
I was listening to it this morning. He's not really saying much of anything, and he's not really charismatic.
Not at all.
Which is what's holding him back because he has incredible beat selection.
Yeah.
Like, some of these beats are...
Do you think that's what that is with Ross, with artists like Rocky Fresh and another artist like Staly, where he's just falling in love with their beat selection, with their ear, even though they're not the most competent of MCs?
Some of these records are not in Ross's lane, but some of them, if you just gave them to Ross and he was in the right, man, Barrel of a Gun, Lifelong, which actually has Ross on it, which is a Boy Wonder beat, which is crazy. There's a lot of good records on here. You know, it's 17 tracks. Trim that up a little bit. And yeah, he's just not the most charismatic dude, but I don't know. I can just put this on and listen to it. Like, you know, I'm you know, I start with the beats, right? Like, I gotta like the beats and I gotta like the sound before I can even get to the lyrics. So like, I understand that not everybody's like that. So I get it. If you hear Rocky Fresh and you're just like, nope. But yeah.
Yeah, I heard him on I was just randomly listening to stuff on SoundCloud. I heard him on Mathematics.
Oh God.
Earlier this year.
Oh God.
I was like, you are just. This is just. Oh,
what a mistake.
Man.
He's an interesting artist.
Yeah.
Because what was really interesting about Electric Highway is it had a sound. Like it established, like. It sort of set out, and I think, you know, Driving 88 and Birthday Tape, like, if, and you know, if, maybe, I don't know if he needs, like, somebody like old school Diddy, like somebody who gets in the studio and isn't a producer in the sense of, here, let me play you some beats, but is like, you need to rap like this.
Mm-hmm.
He needs somebody like that.
I agree with that.
Right, because he already has this sort of sound carved out, right? I mean, working with, you know, Lunice, who's half of, TNGT, I never call him tonight.
TGT?
No, not TGT. The Grammy nominated TGT.
Yeah, let me not get that twisted.
If I were them, I would insist on that, on being forever now referred to as Grammy nominated TGT. This is hilarious. Electric Highway says it's been mixtape gold certified.
Oh god.
It was downloaded 100,000 times on DatPiff. Oh god. Anyway, so yeah, Rocky Fresh.
Rocky Fresh.
All right.
I guess my last one, I think, well, I have two more.
Yeah, I got
one of them, and I'll say this one, I don't really have much to say about it. It's just an album that I knew the few times that I heard it that I liked it, but I didn't give it or get time to go back and listen to it. It was Dom Kennedy's Get Home Safely.
Mm.
I'm a big Dom Kennedy fan. Everybody says that he makes summer records, which he does. He put this album out intentionally, like in October. Did the Best Buy deal where the album was exclusively supposed to be on Best Buy and iTunes. Best Buy drops the ball and puts it on shelves a week early and it leaks. But it was a good album from what I remember. I just haven't gone back and listened to it.
So I got two more as well. So I'll go with Ink, INC.
That's not on your best. That's not on your best of.
Okay. It's not on my best of because I didn't listen to it all that much. Like,
did you listen? What is it? Is it Murder Ink? Is it The Murderers?
No, nope, it's not The Murderers.
Black Child and Time Murder.
Nope. No POV City Anthem.
No Vita. No Vita. Vita. Vita.
Ugh.
I was listening to Murder Inc. a few weeks ago. I was on that because I heard Murder Graham for the first time in a while. So I like went back and listened to a lot of Murder Inc. songs. And yeah, those keyboard beats, boy.
And it's funny, right? I feel like that first batch of keyboard beats really made New Yorkers not trust any producer who didn't sample for a really long time.
You sure? You sure you can't redo that on the keyboard? You can't do that on the Casio? Do we have to sample? Dun, dun, dun. Every time I think of keyboard beats, I always think of Money Cash Off. Always. Because that is like the epitome. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. You make it sound grander than it is. You just made that sound like Mozart. Like, you know, it's like, no, it's... Not at all.
Oh, like Swiss was in the back with the little conductor stick.
I was thinking the little white wig, like Mozart. You know, he was
with the jacket with the tail in the
back. Yeah, with like the 80 buttons on the front. You know, fresh for 88. That's 1788.
Now I have to go on. Now I have to go on Instagram and listen to those Swiss Beats drums on Instagram.
Oh, anyway. So yeah, Ink. It's a real, you know, I would describe it as kind of R&B-ish, kind of pop-ish. It's some It's like moody white boy music. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah. I listened to it earlier this week, and that's what I got.
There's some dope records, though. There's one record that sounds, I swear, like almost like a Jodeci outtake. The only problem is trying to look them up online is pretty awful. Let's see. Yeah, so the album's called No World. It's Your Tears, track 6. It's great.
It sounds like a Jodeci song, just the title.
Yeah. But there's some records on it. But yeah. I didn't get a chance to listen to Ink that much. I don't know why. I just didn't. Yeah. So what else you got?
My last one is another album that I didn't get to listen to as much as I did, but I went back and listened to it over this winter break, and it was really dope. It was Janelle Monáe's album.
That there are some records on there. Definitely
the Miguel record.
Are they pushing that?
Yeah, that's the single.
They should.
That record, the Prince record is dope. The Despronza Spalding record is dope. There's kind of a run in the middle, of some dope records.
I'll give it that.
But it was a good listen. It's a good listen. I wish you had more time. I wish I had more time to sit with it. But yeah, dope record.
The last one for me is interesting because it might be in your top list. Nothing Was the Same.
It was fluctuating between my slept on and my list.
I didn't listen to it that much this year. I made the 1.5 and then I had other stuff to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's a good record, but it's not great.
Yeah, I mean, Take Care is the masterpiece, right?
Take Care is better, he suffers, and there's a lot of artists that this year that suffered from it. There's two that when we talk about what I listened to this year that I will definitely point out that didn't have this problem. But far too often, these albums are too long.
Yeah. You think Nothing Was the Same was too long?
Yeah. He could have cut.
It was 14 records on there.
It just felt long. He could have cut.
Okay.
I want to see. I like him in the 12 range. Maybe even shorter. I mean, when you're editing anything, whether it's music or writing, if you're cutting and it doesn't start to like be a painful cut yet, if you're like, I don't know about that, then you're not going far enough.
Gotcha.
I don't know. And it's clear, like, you know, records like Trophies, those were done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. The album makes it feel long too.
Gotcha.
But I admit I didn't listen to it that much, but it's a good album. If we were doing a top 10, it'd be my top 10.
I feel that. I agree with that.
All right. So do you want to go to the albums that didn't work now?
Yeah, let's go now. Let's end on a high note. Let's go to the nah section.
Should we get the easy ones out of the way?
I mean, all of mine are pretty easy. How many do you have, first off?
I put 5 down.
Okay, I have 4. So mine were pretty easy.
So let's talk about some that we're both going to have.
Okay.
Sorry, Jay-Z.
Of course.
Let me give it some credit, though.
Yeah, there's some records on there.
It's not as awful as I remember. The term I came up with was aggressively mediocre.
Yeah, you did say that.
The first half is so much better than the second half.
It drops. It's like freaking Magic Mountain drop. It's La Familia.
Oh,
the Blue Ivy record. Oh my God.
Nickels and Dimes.
Yeah, Nickels and what is that? I remember doing a show on Pulse Radio about the best albums of the 2000s, and people were putting that on their best album of the 2000s based off of, oh, you know what he did, da da da, he just deserves to be number 3. Like, yo, your Father's Day card is not in the mail, son.
Picasso Baby, even though it's essentially an Adrian Young loop,
still a dope record.
It's grown on me. Tom Ford, you know, it's funny going back and listening to this, Jay-Z just sounds old. You know, like, I can't stop laughing when I hear like 140 characters in these streets. It's like, no, Jay, we're beyond. Like, there was a period of time where rappers would talk about things online and just joking, like, haha, nerds, you know, we're doing this and the whatever. It's like, no, we're all doing it now.
He said, haha, nerds.
Can't you picture Jay doing that?
Yeah, totally.
But the beat for Tom Ford is real good. I think F With Me, You Know I Got It is incredibly overrated.
Whoa, you're bugging.
Phenomenally overrated.
That record is dope.
It's a B+ Rick Ross record. Oceans is great.
Oceans is dope.
Somewhere in America is really good.
I like FUTW.
That record is so weird just because it really sounds like a leftover from Volume 3.
It
especially
does.
The outro.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't really like Heaven.
No, I haven't.
Verses I kind of like for the 50 seconds it's on.
I hate Verses.
Crown is like, so it's you like, know, it's, Crown is like, I wish I had Yeezus instead.
No, you know who would kill that beat?
Who?
Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky, I think I don't like Crown because Jay's on it, and it's the obvious. Every album, pretty much every Jay-Z album, has one of those. This is what the kids are doing. Like, he has one of those, and that's that song. I would much rather have Rocky and Ferg on that record. Now I can't stand ASAP Ferg, who I actually need to put on my list.
Is he going on the Koofy list?
Oh, he's totally on the terrible. I'm just going to get that out of the way. That ASAP Ferg album was horrendous.
Awful. That's an awful record. Like, this, the problem with Magna Carta was the hype and the fact that it's Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yeah. We grade Jay on a curve. Can we admit to that?
Sure.
We grade Jay on a curve.
But, I said, you know.
That also doesn't, we also don't overrate or underrate any of his stuff because he's Jay-Z.
I mean, Beach is better. You can't even tell if it's going to be good.
Right. On the Run is dope.
Nope. It's awful.
But I think After Beach is better is when it just drops, right?
Well, I like BBC. BBC is pretty much the only good thing in the second half of this entire album.
I need to hear BBC in the summertime.
It came out in the summer.
It did. So it sounded better in the summertime. But then when I listened to it a few weeks ago, I was like, yo, the song is terrible.
It's not.
But it was because I was cold.
Mm. So, yeah, it was aggressively mediocre. Okay. So what do you got? You got one that you got. What's on the Nile list for you?
The Nile list for me. I'm going to wait on that one. I'm going to try and name all the ones that I believe are on your list.
Okay.
Big Sean.
No.
That's not on your list?
No, I like that album.
Do you really?
It's not on my what I listen to all year, but there's actually really a fourth list in here, which is stuff that's good. I just, you know, it's not like I wish I would listen to it. Like, I listened to it a little bit, but I like that Big Sean album. You kidding me?
No.
Hold on. What's I go to this track list? I almost made a 1.5.
Okay. I will give you Nothing Is Stopping You. It's I will definitely give you Fire.
Yep.
I will give you Nas's verse on First Chain. I'll give you First Chain until Cudi starts.
The part that sounds like he slams his foot in a door. It's like
and,
he's in pain.
You don't like, I remember you like MILF. I don't like MILF.
Mona Lisa, Freaky, MILF, like, yeah. That whole little part, that works for me.
I like Ashley. They're supposed to be pushing Ashley as the next single. And that's it. I hate Guap. The Moolah remix is like a, hey, sorry about that. You know, we were screaming for that. You're coming off Detroit. Like, that was, I guess maybe that's just, I don't know if we have a disappointing list, but like, this was just a bad album because Sean was coming off of Detroit. Sean was far and away the most improved rapper of 2012. You know, going from just really being an artist that I did not like to him killing everything he was on. And then him dropping this, like my expectations, I like to not have expectations for albums, but I definitely had expectations for this and they were not met.
So Nothing to Stop on You is great. Fire is great. Toyota Music is great. You Don't Know is great. Beware, First Chain, Mona Lisa. Like the first, like aside from 10 to 10, which.
10 to 10, I'm 10 to 10 to 10 again. He's like working. When you say he's working like some Mexicans or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, like the Mexican. Again.
No, the Big Sean record. I like that record. It was too long. Again. And, you know, why Control didn't make it, you know.
Oh, I know why Control didn't make it.
Why didn't Control make it?
I think you know just what we call that.
What?
They got washed.
No. That'd be not that stupid. Considering the hype around that record, you put that on there. No? No, Jay Electronica got washed on that. Big Sean was cool.
I think Big Sean doesn't get credit for his verse. He still got washed. I think Jay Electronica's verse was dope.
I don't really need to hear any more Jay Electronica. I'm good.
Are you done with Jay?
I kind of am, yeah.
Okay. I think there's a small sect of hip-hop. Even Just Blaze is done with Jay Electronica.
That's sad.
Because somebody on Twitter was talking about something, and he just tweeted out. He was like, look, I did what I was supposed to do with that album. It's out of my hands.
All right. So let me go with an easy one. Eminem. Easy, it's just not even on your list.
Yeah, I didn't even bother putting it on my list. That was that awful. And Ferg were probably the two worst albums of the
year. Awful album. Just
horrible.
There's maybe one track that works on the entire album. One or two.
I'm gonna go with a project that I liked earlier this year and then went back and heard it again and I was like, no, what is this? Born Sinner.
That's on my list too.
It's on your bad list?
Yep.
Okay. It's like, don't you die on me, Doc.
No, are you kidding me? I tweeted this today. I was listening to it again, and I got angry all over again at those drums.
Dog, this is like, you have the worst snares ever.
Ninth Wonder, you can bow out. It's okay. We're not mad anymore. J. Cole, step up, son. Step up.
It's horrible. Like, he would get these great samples, these great melodies, and then it'd be like, He had the jazz hands of drums.
He's got like a paper bag plug-in in his when he's making beats. He's like, I need this to sound muffled and not clear.
Cat, boom, 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 boom. Like, it was just bad. Like, he was just like the scat man or something. It was horrible.
I'm the scat man.
Yeah, like that's what his drums sound like. Horrible.
Oh, I need to make a cheesy 90s music Spotify list. Like, I need, like, I like to move it.
You need L7, come baby come.
I need a lot of the jock jams on there.
Yeah. Y'all ready for this?
Basically, white people music. I need aggressive 90s white people music. Like, I need.
Listen, if you played basketball in the mid 90s for school and you did not come out to. If you didn't come out to that, You're missing out on life. You also need to put Baja Man on that list.
No. You have dignity.
What about I heard Doc over Christmas break. I turned the radio on and I heard a Quad City DJ's Christmas song.
Well, that's
the greatest song. 4 minutes of my life.
They made a Christmas song?
Duh, and it sounds like The Train.
Hold on. Now you got me. Quad City DJ's Christmas. What you want for Christmas?
Wait, is it you, like the letter Hold you? On.
They have an album on iTunes called Quad City All Star Christmas.
Hey.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, yeah.
69 Boys with What Oof. You Want for Christmas.
Oof. You got to put Hoopball in Your Face on that. On that
Hoopball Christmas. In Your Face is great. Oh my goodness. So here's the track list. What You Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Wish List.
Yeah.
I'm too white to pronounce this. Where they at, yo, with an exclamation mark. Now we got what you got for Christmas, but it's what you got for with the number four, Xmas.
Wait, you got to spell what you.
W-H-A-C-H-U-G-O-T, four, capital X-M-A-S.
Oh, is it all one word?
Yes.
And if it was 2013, it would be a hashtag.
Leave a message, I can explain. Alone, white Xmas, duh jam. Open the door, baby.
Oh, shoot. Remember the record they had on? Space Jam was their record, right?
Oh, yeah. That's...
It's got to go on there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Space Jam. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
That was a... Man.
See, now I need a Quad City DJs list. Just do a lot of, 69 Boys, Quad City DJs.
Yep.
Anyway, well, we got spectacularly off topic. J. Cole.
Bad album.
I totally forgot that he completely remade the beat for Art of Storytelling.
No, you mean just threw whack drums over it?
You know what the killer is? It's the same drum pattern.
He just used his own awful
drums. I just don't.
He like filtered out, organized. No, they need these. What are you doing? And that was on a lot of people's lists. I hate the fact how dark it starts and then it just gets like, it gets happy at the end. It just doesn't, I don't like the sequencing on it. But he's about to kill radio because She Knows is the next single and that's already, it's already going.
Wait, which one is showing up? Yeah, I kind of like that record.
I like the melody. I like what he sampled. I hate the drums. No. Scatman drums.
You make every J. Cole drum riff sound like Swiss Beats on the keyboard.
No, don't you dare disrespect Swiss Beats.
Oh, yeah, She Knows. Oh, you know who helped out on production there?
Huh?
Ken Lewis. Look at Ken Lewis.
Who's that?
Ken Lewis?
Yeah, who's that?
He's been around a long time.
Okay.
He did a lot of replaying for Kanye on the College Dropout days.
Okay. And welcome to the chat. See, I got this. I'm going to make dinner listen to Quad City DJs.
Wait a minute. J. Cole. Now, this isn't right. J. Cole didn't produce Let Nas Down.
Yeah, he did. He produced like pretty much the whole album, I thought.
I thought No ID didn't help him out there a little bit.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, that might. No ID might have found that sample.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
Anyway, is it time for me? Yeah, I got another one. Boats 2. Did not work.
That was on a lot of people's slept list.
It's awful.
I didn't go back and listen to it.
I did. He is the anti Juicy J. He does not understand in any way, shape, or form what he's good at. Like, whatever, all the lessons you think he would have learned. It's so sad. It just typed in Boats 2 into Wikipedia. It didn't understand what I mean. How dare they? He forgot that, like, he's supposed to make catchy singles that everybody wants to, like, dance to. And, like, I guess I'm the only person in the world who doesn't like Feds Watching.
That record grew on me.
The Mike Will joints don't really... They're not, like, great Mike Will joints.
But he probably gave all the best ones to...
To Miley.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, he's probably... Yeah. He was up on that.
Wait, what was the Manny Fresh record?
Used To. Still, Used To... Yeah, that joint.
No, I mean, and I'll say this. The second half of the album, despite having a song called Mainstream Ratchet, is somehow way better than the first half. Like, Beautiful Pain's actually kind of good.
He's got some records. I still like the Wayne and Drake record. I remember liking that.
That's okay. I don't really like Fork. Netflix is just, oof.
Fork. That has a video. Yo! Doc, did you know they had a video for Maybe? Any idea?
A video for Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It came on right before while my computer was loading up. It came on MTV Jams. So my computer was still loading up and I watched the whole video. That's why we need you guys to give.
Oh, no, that money's not going to Armand's computer. Okay, sorry.
Fine.
Go buy Kairos. That money goes to Armand's computer. Nah, I just didn't like Boats 2 at all. But you're right. Like, I'm looking at this. Complex had it on the list. Spin had it on the list. Rolling Stone. No. No. Who else you got on the nah list?
Let me pull up. Oh, I just have one more, and it's painfully obvious, but that would be Yeezus.
Oh, how dare you?
I knew you know.
How dare you?
Whack album. Horrible. I'm going to give him a pass. Gave me Graduation. Gave me Good Friday. Gave me Late Registration, College Dropout. I'll even give Dark Twisted Fantasy a pass. That compared to this is gold. So
I will save my Yeezus comments from when we talk about him under the what I listened to all year.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
That's right.
Oh, the concert. Oh, so
you can sit here and talk about how excited you get about moments. Talking about a concert, you know, seeing an artist live seems like a valid concept to me.
Oh,
But let's talk. So I had two more on my list of albums that no.
Go ahead, rock out.
Wale.
Didn't get a chance. Go back and listen to that.
And Timberlake second.
Yeah.
Oof, it's rough.
Yeah.
There's maybe two. Like if I were to put a 1.5 together, you could maybe talk me into two records from the second one. It's just a huge drop off. It just doesn't work for the most part. Overwhelmingly, he totally botched. You know, he rolled out "Take Back the Night" while Mirror still had tons of legs.
Yeah,
while he still had tons of singles off the first one.
Yeah,
totally botched that second album rollout.
Yeah,
and then when everybody heard it, we were like, "Oh, we were Timberlake and Timberland out." Like,
yeah, we were. They should have came out with that this year.
Well, oddly enough, the timing wasn't that great either. Like, even if he waits 2 months, doesn't even release Take Back the Night at all. Like, just lets that fly, or maybe waits to introduce that until the VMAs. Like, if he drops that record in November,
yeah,
when aside from Eminem, nothing came out.
I don't know. Beyonce might have stole his thunder on that, though.
Well, no, he would have had for the pop R&B market. He would have had that month going right into Black Friday.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he could have jumped back out with Target,
done the whole thing. And meanwhile, if he doesn't roll out Take Back the Night so early, he gets a third single that he can really push off that first album.
What's the third single? Just play hypothetical
A&R. Is Push a Love Girl the obvious? I mean, they made a video for Tunnel Vision, but that's not a single.
Yeah, it had a lot of naked women in it, didn't it?
Well, you know.
I'm partial to Strawberry Bubblegum, but yeah.
Strawberry Bubblegum is a great.
Super Lover Girl is.
Push a Lover Girl.
I'm sorry.
Super Lover Girl sounds like an EPMD record already, a Redman record. but you guys still it's Super, SOOPA. There are four people still listening who got that joke. So let's finally get down to it.
All right, let's do it.
The albums we really, really liked and listened to all year round.
Yep. How many do you have?
Counting Kairos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 counting Kairos.
Okay, I've got 8 without Kairos, so I have 9.
All right. You're like, well, I'm just going to add Kairos. So let's just lead off with Kairos. Let's just get out of the way.
Okay.
I'm not even going to pitch people they should buy. I'm just going to say, not only did I listen to it because I was working on it, I listened to it because I really liked it. But I'm going to be objective. I'm going to make Armand mad. It's not perfect.
No, it's totally not perfect. There's definitely some records I would have took off.
We didn't cut enough.
Yeah, it could have been slimmed down.
We preached to everybody. Cut.
And then my album was 79 minutes and 57 seconds.
And even
walking contradiction.
Trickery. there's so much trickery to get it down there.
We absolutely did.
You know, we learned a lot of lessons, though. A lot of lessons that we continue to talk about in the show, right? Yep. Don't – new lesson for 2014. Don't talk about your music until it's finished.
Yeah, totally.
Go into the cave, make what you got to make, come out with your product, and then plan the rollout.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. But with that being said, you know, we put out a phenomenal album, and I'm not ashamed to say that. We put a lot of work into that project, a lot of personal, not only professional work, but a lot of personal work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of dedication, and a lot of belief and faith into that project. And we made a really good project. We made a really, really good project. I'm really proud of that album. I can stand with that album and say, yeah. So I'm not mad at that. I didn't want to be your mom was number one, but no. I dropped a dope album, not gonna front. And that would not have been what it was without Team Kairos and without Doc and everybody who helped out with the album. So thank you to you guys.
But you guys have already heard about that. And, you know, if you really want to hear the making of it and you haven't already, I believe it's episode 100, recordyouspeakers.com. So let's talk about actual albums to listen to.
What you mean actual albums? That seemed kind of backhanded. Like, oh yeah, let's.
You talk know about what I mean. But so it's interesting. We worked on Kairos so much. God, what? Basically, the first 6 months of the year.
Yeah. It came out May 21st. We spent the first 6 months on that album. The first, because the last 6 months, I don't even think I called you to be a part of it until probably like the end of 2012, early 2013. And by then, we already had
a couple of beats on it. It's funny because, you know, you were like, oh, it's done.
I don't know how many times I said that one was done, and it totally was just like 30% done. I'm like, yeah, about wrapped up.
No joke. No. I had celebratory dinners with my wife twice before we actually got it finished. That's how much I thought it was done. Anyway, let's talk about people not named Armand.
Let's do that.
Let's talk about Justin Timberlake's first album, because that's on my list.
Okay.
Is it on yours?
No, but it's a great album. It's a good album. I liked it.
I overrated it when I first heard it, and then I underrated it because I got sick of Timbaland this year. And now I hope it's properly rated. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's too long. The fact that every song goes on – well, not every song. Most songs go on – or have multiple parts takes away from the impact of having
multiple part song. Yes, please. Yes.
Should have saved it.
Yes.
That's a great example. I mean, it's 10 tracks. You know, if they cut off, even if they, you know, still had second half transitions, even on just half of the songs that currently have, you know, transitions or go extra long, like trim those up. Save that impact so that when you get to it, you're like, oh my God, you know, what is that?
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, Push Love Girl is a really good record, but like Strawberry Bubblegum, Tone Vision.
Yeah. Spaceship Coop.
Spaceship Coop's pretty good.
I mean, those are my favorites. I'm not a big fan of That Girl.
Or that Let Girl the Groove is great. Get In. I would Let the Groove Get In.
Nah. And then Don't Hold the Wall is cool. It's one of those records, but I don't.
Don't like, Hold the go Wall to, is incredible.
I don't go to it like, yeah. Gotta hear this, but if I'm letting the album play, I'll let it rock out and won't feel bad about it.
Yeah. But I, you know, like when I think of what I listen to that a lot in the spring.
Suit and Tie is a great single.
It's a good single. It's a good single. All right, what about you? What do you got?
Let's just go ahead and call out the elephant in the room.
Okay.
My name is my name.
Absolutely.
My name is my name. Dipped off a little bit. I didn't listen to it for a while. Picked it back up a few weeks ago. Not as strong as it was when it first came out, but still really, really, really good album.
It's really good. For me, it's almost stronger than when it came out because he had sort of released the album in these little, you know, dribs and drabs, like, you know, half the records we had heard, but when you like take some time and come back, you forget all that.
Yeah,
you know, you forget that, you know, Numbers on the Boards is out for a while, you forget that King Push came out just before, you forget, you know, you forget all that stuff. That album has some incredible records, right? And talk about like the power of editing. He could have put more records on there. He's got more records.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in fact, I think he's a great example of an artist who that mixtape earlier this year was completely unnecessary.
What mixtape?
See, there you go.
Oh, the one that had
But there was some records on there that if they were like fleshed out, like Revolution, the Neptunes record.
Yeah, they should have. He should have finished that.
Or even if he didn't finish it, that would have been a great intro.
Better than King Push?
I know the way it feels something. I feel the joint with Ab Liva.
Don't do it.
What?
What about the joint with Ab Liva?
I'm saying he could have put that on there. He could have fleshed that out and put that on here.
What record would it?
Re-Up Gang Motivation.
Oh,
that Illmind beat.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Ab killed that.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something about Suicide being whack. I was about to.
No. I'm saying like there were records that he left that, you know, he could have done something with.
I agree.
I mean,
so you're tweeting pictures with you in the Neptunes. So does that mean my name is shot? Like, are you going to do anything with this Kelly Rowland record? Or?
Probably not.
Okay. Well. It's Who I Am going to get a video? Is Payne going to get a video? Is No Regrets going to get a video? Like, is Snitch going to get a video? You could do like a cinematic video for Snitch where everything's in slow motion. And like they're in the desert or something like that. Almost like rapping and like they got suits on, kind of casino-ish. They're taking a body out to the middle of the desert of his friend who snitched or something like that. And then, man, come on. Totally could have did something with that.
It's funny. The No Regrets and Let Me Love You and Who I Am. Like, I love the beat on Who I Am.
Yeah, that beat
I don't stupid. Exactly love how 2 Chainz and Sean rap on it.
Hallelujah.
They sort of fall off rhythm.
All night and all day and all night and all, yeah.
But, yeah. And you know, No Regrets is cool.
That's cool. A lot of people are picking that to be the single because of the energy.
The drums are crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's Hudmo.
It's B-Works.
In Hudmo. No, he's okay, credited. That's what I'm saying. I think those drums are specifically Hudmo. He always has huge drums. And Let Me Love You, you know, it's cool. But yeah, like the way this album opens, King Push, Numbers on the Boards, I really like Sweet Serenade. Hold On, Suicide, 40 Acres. Woo!
Yo, King Push is a very, very tough record.
Nostalgia
should be in that mix.
No, Nostalgia's really good too.
No, I mean like in terms of the sequencing.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I mean, because I like how the album ends too. Like it.
I think the Nostalgia, Pain, Snitch. Yeah, it's that middle section that you're like, nah.
Yeah, no. No Regrets, Let Me Love You. Me, Who I Am is dope. And then Nostalgia, Pain, and Snitch are all crazy.
That revamped mix on Pain makes all the difference, huh?
And I always, like, I used to hate that song, and then the more I listened to it, and then I heard the album version, I was like, eh. Then I heard it again, heard it in Florida. I was in Miami, or I was in Tampa around all the, you know, because, you know, all they do in Tampa is, you know, sell drugs if I listen to all the rappers. Or, you know, to be surrounded by all that cocaine and listen to that record.
Anyway, My Name Is
yeah.
Maybe the strongest traditional hip hop album of the year? Is that right?
There's another one that I put in the conversation, okay.
I'm not mad at that. In the conversation, certainly. Yeah,
easily. It even leads the conversation.
Okay.
The question is Pusha T's album the best? As opposed to what is the best?
Okay. All right. So let's see what else we got. Let me put something I'm sure it's not in your list. You know it's going to be on mine, and that's this little Francis and the Lights EP.
Of course.
I'm practically an unofficial member of the band at this point.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's dope. What can I say? I'm trying to get the exact track list. So it's called the Like a Dream EP. So Francis and Lights, they suffer from the opposite of the too many songs problem. If anything, he ruthlessly almost over edits. To a point where he's got a bunch of records that he's done live in since his last album came out that I'm sure exist in finished versions. And he's even tweeted out on occasion like links to like, oh, here's an alternate mix and it's like fully mastered. Like his problem is he is a perfectionist, so like he has these records he just sits on and then he'll only put out like, okay, these four are good, you know? But they're, you know, If They Don't Come Tomorrow is incredible. Et cetera is incredible. Actually, it's four tracks. It's all really good.
What record did you sent me a record that was really dope?
I can't remember.
I think it was a record that I wanted to rap on too.
That's possible.
I don't know. Maybe we need to talk about that offline.
We can talk about that offline. But yeah, Francis and the Lights, Like a Dream. It's four tracks. It's on Spotify. The video is pretty cool. It's a single take. He's always pretty creative with his videos, but yeah, that's on my list. All right, what do you got?
I will go with a band that I actually just discovered. My DJ put me onto them over the summer, and I was kind of listening to them, but you know, more recently, I've really just fallen in love with the album. It's a group from Denmark called Quadrant. Have you heard of them?
Sounds familiar.
They got a record with Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
The record is called something. But the name of the album is Avalanche.
Okay.
Really, really dope album. They've got some from, I'm looking at the credits right now, and your man Tricky is an executive producer of this album. Sean, look for the Kendrick records towards the Better Off. No.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
But yeah, really, really dope. Singles Looking for Trouble, LFT, really, really dope record. It's like that R&B electro pop kind of style thing that the Foreign Exchange is known for, but there's been a few groups, them and another group that's on my list, that kind of did what the Foreign Exchange is known for but did it better, because you know I'm a big Foreign Exchange fan, but their album is not on my list. But yeah, this album's really dope. It's called Avalanche. If you get a chance, definitely check it out. It's only 10 tracks. It's definitely on Spotify. Definitely run errands on Saturday morning music, clean the house, Saturday afternoon music. It's dope. Dope album. The chick kind of sounds like Nelly Furtado when she sings.
Interesting.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado over like some R&B. Anyway.
Okay.
Next!
So, this next one is kind of in the vein of Francis and Lights a little bit. It definitely sounds like sort of alternative 80s sort of pop slash R&B. It's called Blood Orange.
Okay.
So the group's called Blood Orange. Let me pull up everything here. Hold on. Blood Orange. Album's called Cuba Deluxe. It's the guy, I think it's Devontae Hines.
Devontae Hines. I'm sorry. It was just there. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. The record is, it's crazy. Like, it's really like moody. I like, as you could tell, I like moody, sort of this moody 80s pop R&B thing that's going on sometimes. Honestly, like, it's not really the right time of year for it maybe right now, but I would definitely listen to You're Not Good Enough. It's one of the, I think one of the first two songs on there. It's a dope record. Devontae, he used to work with, Beyonce's sister, as I always refer to her.
Beyonce.
on her last album, and sort of helped give her some of her sound. They've had a falling out, but yeah, it's really dope. Go check that out.
Okay.
But yeah, that came out in the fall, and it's one of those things where I like listened to it and I saw the cover and I was like, well, this looks really weird and I don't really know how I feel about this, but I was just like, yeah, like the music's just great. So
there's kind of like a lane of people who kind of make that is it Magic or Majid Jordan kind of stuff?
It's
like in the same vein, but it's different.
It really is like, oh, okay, so I get it. You listen to Prince and you listen to Rick James and you listen to, like, you know, it's very like, it's 80s. It sounds like 80s pop and R&B to me.
Gotcha.
But yeah, dope record.
Okay. So I'm dropping gems right now.
All right. So what do you got?
I'm going to go with an album.
I'm down to three.
Oh, I still got six more.
All right. You should run off a couple here.
Okay. So I'll do, Nothing Was the Same.
Okay.
That was on there.
So you did listen to that a lot?
Not as much as I thought I would, but I did listen to it quite a bit. I was honestly, the reason why I didn't is because I was waiting on your 1.5, and then I was waiting. Then you put out your 1.5, and then I was waiting on Trophies, and now I got Trophies, and now I'm waiting on 1.5.
Now you're waiting for 1.6.
Yeah, 1.6. There you go.
Okay.
I'm also going to list a project that I'm sure you probably aren't interested in. Sky Zoo did an ode to Reasonable Doubt that I really, really liked. He basically took instead of just your average, let's take the beats and recreated them. It was kind of, he took a guy named Ant-Man Wonder from Philly, and it was almost cinematic what he did. I don't know if, you know, if you've ever seen footage from the 10-year anniversary of Reasonable Doubt where Jay was in the white suit and,
yeah,
you know, the concert with the orchestra, the beats that were chosen were really, really cinematic. And the thing that I love how Sky Zoo approached the album, he approached it from, you know, he would drop similar lines to what Jay would say, but it wasn't like a you know, let me rap exactly how Jay would do it. It was like, you know, the story of the hustler is cyclical. So how Jay saw things in 96, now that he's in a different aspect of the game, now I am where Jay was in 96, and this is how I see it. I see the same things, but I see them from a different perspective. And I really, really like that. It was very well done. So that one, I'll give one more. Another one I'll do is Mac Wilds. Mm. His album was really, really good. I was very shocked, very taken aback. It definitely reminded me of Blend Tapes. Salaam Remy did a great job of meshing breakbeats and, you know, keys and instrumentation. And, you know, Mac, he can sing. I'm thinking Michael from The Wire, about an R&B album. But, you know, put out a record. They did a really, really dope version of Remember the Time with, like, the drums from Mobb Deep burn, and it worked.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, really, really.
Own It sounds like a 90s R&B record.
Oh, yeah. The whole album is straight 90s R&B. I mean, he's got a record.
See, I might have to go listen to that.
The intro is him and Method Man, and they do like an R&B version of, I believe it's not Bring the Ruckus. Is it Wu-Tang Ain't None to F With? Yeah, I think it's the drums from Wu-Tang Ain't None to F with some drums on it, or with some keys on it.
Interesting.
It's a dope album. Really dope album. So I'll list those off, and then the three that I have are three of my absolute favorites of this year.
Yeah, I'm down to three of my favorites, too.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Beyonce's album. I know it's early.
I should have put that on my slept list because I still need more time with that.
I have listened to that album so much.
Wow.
Shocking.
Yeah. Wow. What are your favorite records? Same favorite records? Has anything changed? Drunk in Love. Man, Drunken Love is so out of here.
It's great.
I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go to a party and hear that record.
Oh yeah. You know, yeah. Actually, I mean, Flawless. God.
Wow.
Flawless is good. It's so not what I expected to be on my list at the end of the year, but remember, I look for different things in R&B than you do.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Okay.
I've been listening to it a lot. And then my last two, aside from Kairos, I listened to the most this entire year. So what do you? Well, how many you got left?
I got three.
All right. Well, I know one of them. I think we both have on there.
And that would be Mayor Hawthorne.
That would be Mayor Hawthorne. So let's talk Mayor Hawthorne.
Man, I listened to this album again this weekend. Man, this album is really freaking good.
I'm gonna say it again. It's too long.
It's too long. The middle. No. But.
It's dope.
I'm
you're a believer.
Yo, her favorite song is.
I know.
God, that breakdown on the hook is just. Ugh.
Is he coming live to near you?
I don't know, man.
Oh, he's going.
He was just here, like in. Like a March or something like that. Like right when the album came out,
he was always
here.
Torn.
Okay.
Let's see what yeah, so
Stars. Oh,
I know. No, it doesn't look like he's coming. No, I don't think. Oh, he's going to Cincinnati. That's as close as he's getting.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Ohio. They go to Cincinnati, they go to Cleveland, but they don't come to the Capitol. I wonder why.
Well, no, he does all sorts of shows, but yeah, I'm seeing him in Manhattan. That's gonna be good.
Okay, cool. You've seen him before, right?
I've seen him 3 times.
Have you seen him since this new album came out?
No.
Okay, so that's.
I haven't seen him since what? Columbus Day? No, not Columbus Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend, 2012. So it's been a little while. But he always puts on a good. Like his shows are incredible. Oh, look who's opening for him, Quadrin.
Oh man, are you serious? When is he going to be in Cincinnati? I might drive up for that.
February 15th at Madison Theater.
That's a Saturday because I have a show on that Friday. I could do that. I could totally do that. Okay, I'm gonna have to look into it. Nah, I gotta see Quadrin Marathon Live. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, Mayor Hawthorne album.
Great album. Great.
Bro, made him sound like Steely Dan.
Put his... what's the record?
Reach Out Richard.
Reach Out Richard. That was the last single, right?
Yeah. That's kind of an interesting single. I really like that song. It's funny. My wife's a huge Mayor Hawthorne fan. She does not really like this album like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's not... You know, she fell in love with original Mayor Hawthorne.
Wish It Would Rain.
Yeah. But no.
Oh, I can't really sing Mayor Hawthorne.
That's right.
Gotcha.
But I like this
Troll Hawthorne.
Troll Hawthorne. But no, actually the middle run here, like, you know, her favorite song, Crime, Reach Out Richard. That's a nice little.
Yeah. Really like Crime.
Crime's good. Crime's,
yeah, Crime grew on me.
They tried to make that, I think, a little single, but I don't think it
really. They did. Nah, it didn't pop.
Which is surprising. I thought that, I don't know. Nice little Kendrick verse on there. I thought that did well. Maybe it was just the wrong time of year. I'm not sure.
Possibly. This is a lot of music came out this year, man. Like, you really had to, again, unfortunately, create a moment. You just put a record out.
No, it's true. You definitely did. All right. So now I'm down to one. So how many you got left?
I've got two more.
All right. So let's go.
One of this is the other album that I really think should be in consideration for Hip Hop Album of the Year.
What do you got?
Tyler, the Creator's Wolf.
Well.
Yo, the album, I love the sequencing on this album is very good.
I gotta be in the right state of mind to listen to Tyler.
It's weird because Tyler, the thing about Tyler doesn't give me a headache the way that he used to. Because Tyler used to be like, let's say the most random, weirdest whatever, just to get a rise out of people. Like, he used to do troll raps. This is not a troll rap album. He's really like, this is the album that I love to hear from artists that blow up quickly. It's like, all right, here's this newfound fame that I have. Here's stuff about it that I like, there's stuff about it that I don't like, and this is how it's affecting my life as I know it. And it's changing, and I like some of these changes, but I don't like these changes. And he articulated that very well. And then still was creative enough to tell a story. And then again, the second half of this album is great.
It's too long.
I get that. It's too long.
Too long. Some of the goofier beats I could do without.
I get that.
If he could find a way to get this into the 12 to 14 track range, I think you're right, but it's good, but I don't know. I just really got to be in a certain state of mind. Like, I feel like 10 years ago, this would have been incredible for me.
Mm.
I don't know.
When, like, your MF Doom days or something?
Kinda. Yeah, I don't know. You're right, though. There are some great records. I mean, obviously, you know, IFHY.
Yeah.
The second, you know, the end of Beamer.
Beamer is crazy. Yeah. I like Tree Home. I like Cowboy. The outro.
Yeah, I like Tree Home. Tree Home's cool. They're records here, definitely. But, man, I don't know. It just, It's weird. Like, I gotta be in the right state of mind. Like, Tyler, I'm just not really into like that. But I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so you know what? The last trade that for the end, so we can argue about.
Boo!
What's your last track?
My album of the year. I said this when I first heard it. I was like, this might be my album of the year, and it definitely held on and did not need to hold on that hard. It was pretty much anyway. The Internet, Feel Good.
I went and listened to this because I knew this would be on your list somewhere.
And I really like it.
This, you put this on when you're like cooking or cleaning, or like if you have people over and you don't want to bother them, but you want like music on in the background. Like,
you're bugging. The album is borderline perfect.
No, that's
it. There's maybe two or three records I could do without. Two or three I could do without. Nah, this record is crazy. Don't Ya was great. Sunset was dope. Pupil, Red Balloon is incredible. God, Running is dope. Come on, man.
If I wanted to listen, why not just listen to an old NERD album?
No.
Okay.
Because I want a new NERD
album. Okay, all right.
I don't know if NERD's made a whole album like this. They haven't.
That's interesting. Maybe that was my problem, is it sounded the same. You might call it consistent. I called it redundant. But it's a cool album. It's just not... It's very chill.
Yeah, it is very chill. And that's what I listen to. Even keeled music.
I need something different than that.
You need more cowbell?
Which is why my favorite album of the year is Yeezus.
Of course it is. Yes, worst album of 2013 and 2012 and 2014.
Yeezus is notable because, not even just because, I genuinely think it's good music. I think it's great music. I think that some of it is Kanye purposely pushing boundaries, and sometimes that works really well and sometimes that really doesn't. Right, there are parts of this that could be trimmed, even though it's short.
Like, I would like to know what you, because you have praised this album for so much.
The end to "I Am a God," I would cut out a little bit. I would trim some of that, like transition before the little coda at the very end, and maybe the him wailing at the end of "Blood on the Leaves."
Yeah.
Aside from that, I wouldn't cut anything. What's that?
You said wailing.
Wailing.
Whoa, yeah.
But this is a jarring album. I get it. People don't like it. That's fine. I really appreciate that this is completely and utterly different. I love that about this album. I think New Slaves is unquestionably Song of the Year. Not even close. I knew it when I heard it, and it has remained that way. It's Song of the Year.
Wait, what'd you say? You said Black Skin Hair?
I said New Slaves.
Oh, New Slaves.
I think New Slaves is incredible. I think that for an album that is so... It is somehow really reduced in its sound, and really slimmed in terms of what's there, but at the top, I think that's great. I think the way it sounds is great. I think just the records are great. Like, I literally will just go through this entire album. I don't skip anything. I listen to the whole thing.
Really?
Absolutely. And I'm not even talking about the concert, because I could, because the concert's incredible and the visuals are incredible. I don't even have to. This is a great album. It's not perfect. It's a great album. And this was not a perfect year.
Oh, don't drag everybody down.
No, it was not a perfect year.
What was the last perfect year in hip-hop? 96?
That wasn't perfect either. There wasn't... Like, last year, there were two albums that were just... Well, actually, you didn't agree on this at all. You know what I'm saying? To me, last year, there were two albums that were just so far above and beyond. Right? There was Frank Ocean, and there was Kendrick. This year, I didn't really feel that way, but the album I kept coming back to over and over again was Yeezus. I listened to it the entire, like, since it's dropped, I've come back to it all the time. I know you don't like it, and that's fine.
I don't.
But you like Black Skinhead.
I like Black Skinhead.
You like New Slaves.
New Slaves is cool.
You like Blood on the Leaves?
I really like the beat for Blood on the Leaves, but I hate the song.
And you like Bound?
I liked Bound.
You liked?
Yeah.
And what caused you to not like it anymore?
Everybody liked it, so everybody played it out. Because I mean, when Yeezus came out, it was like, oh my God, this album is terrible. Oh, here's Bound. Here's the Kanye that we're used to hearing. So let's just play this record and nothing else.
Yeah, let me dispel that myth. Once and for all, because I'm sick of it. No, really. Every single time he's come out, his sound has been different. Every time
I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. That's what you sound like.
Every single time he's coming out with an album, it's been different. And it's not like College Dropout was his best album and everybody's pining for that.
I think Kanye is one of the few artists where people say, I want old Kanye. This is probably the first time people were like, we want old Kanye back. But who is old Kanye?
Yeah, people can't make up their mind.
Yeah, is it sped up sample bongo Kanye?
There's so many bongos. So many.
Needs more bongos. But, you know, I feel that. But, you know, from my understanding, the way that this album was sequenced, Bound, Kanye knew this was, you know, classic or more traditional sound, sure, something that people will be used to him for, because the next album is going to be more, not traditional Kanye, because again, we don't know what that is, but we'll say it'll be a easier pill to swallow.
We've heard that before. Remember, we heard that he had people working on Dark Twisted Fantasy who never ended up in there. Like, let's just wait to see how it plays out.
True, true.
This is Kanye we're talking about here.
True. Who could just call
anybody. You know, he could call anybody.
Like Quincy Jones or something, sure, and tell him to do the whole album.
And say, hey, Quincy, let's do an album. Let's show. It's like, Jay, you want to call Timbaland? You go right ahead. I'm calling Quincy Jones. I liked how I thought this was going to be a short episode. We're 2 hours and 20 minutes in.
No, I knew it wasn't going to be a short episode. I might have to split this up.
You really think Yeezus is the worst album of the year? You don't think?
Yes. No, far and away. Yeezus and A$AP Ferg.
I'll take
Yeezus over Ferg because of Bound 2, Black Skinhead, and the beat to Blood on the Leaves. Because that Ferg album was absolutely terrible. The best thing about A$AP Ferg was getting Shabba Ranks on the Shabba remix. But other than that, yeah, worst album of the year. Far and away. Easily.
Wow.
I'm going to sleep very well tonight knowing that I've said this and it's on public record.
You say what you want. I don't really care. it's a really good album. I said that before I heard what the critics said. I said it after. I could really care less. And I know a bunch of people who don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know, but this is not an album that people are okay with. You either really like it or think it's awful.
Can we just acknowledge that the critics don't count, because the same critics that were trashing this album in June when it came out now have it on their end of the year list. So y'all don't count. Well, but I think it's because they start again, like, just, you know, they trashed it because they wanted to be the, oh my God, this publication said that Kanye put out a bad album. Then everybody said it. And now they're like, no, wait, let's differentiate ourselves by saying that Kanye put out a good album. I'm not saying that you can't change your mind, but it's just the method in which they did it is just kind of suspect.
All I know is it's a really good album. It's a really compelling album. It's an album that does not sound like anything else out there. He did not, you know, when he did not call in Mike Will to give him the trap beat. He did not. No, he did weird, weird stuff. And it works for the most part. I will always give him credit for that.
I'll say this about Kanye. I think as an artist, that is what you want people to do. You want to put out art that people either love or hate. There's nothing worse than mediocre, lukewarm. Nobody likes, if we look at food, nobody likes lukewarm food. You either like your food hot, or you like it cold. Who likes lukewarm ice cream? Does that even exist? It turns into soup. You like it really cold. You want your pizza, your hamburgers and fries, you want them hot. not burn the roof of your mouth hot, but hot. So that I will give Kanye kudos for creating art that definitely gets a response out of people, because every artist wants that, especially if you're putting it out for public consumption. You want some sort of response, whether it's all left or all right. If it's in the middle, you got a problem. So kudos to Kanye for that.
All right. You got anything else you want to say about this? There's actually a couple albums we didn't really talk about. You know, you didn't go back and listen to French Montana?
Nah, I didn't go back and listen. Where's your list? I think I deleted your list that you sent me. Right.
We didn't, did you go back and listen? Did you listen to Daft Punk at all?
Nah.
I wanted to love it, but I think that album's just overrated.
Yeah, it was.
I did, for the good of the people, go back and listen to, for the first time, the Miley Cyrus album.
And?
It's not bad for a pop album. She's got some beats on there. Pharrell gave her a couple.
I got like halfway through it and I was like, ooh, flashing light. Ooh, piece of candy.
And I still haven't listened to Childish Gambino.
Yeah, people keep saying that's a good album. I heard him singing a lot. I heard him like doing his Drake thing, and that kind of turned me off to it. I was like, I don't know if I want Childish Gambino and his hairline to be doing a Drake impression. I'm cool off of that. But people seem to like the album. It did well. I think, what did he do?
No, like 90? He did 90.
That's crazy.
If I'm French Montana, as soon as I saw those numbers, I called up Diddy immediately and started cursing him out. I think French did half that first week.
Yeah, he did like 45 or 50, something like that.
I would be irate.
I mean, I think this is where we're going now. I think Childish Gambino has a solid fan base that supports him.
Amazing.
Yeah, the community guy.
The community guy, yeah. Who's quitting Community to be Childish Gambino full time. I do not understand.
Wow, is he really?
Yeah, he's only doing 5 episodes this year, which is unfortunate because... So, like, last year for Community is essentially a lost season because the guy who created Community, NBC, like, threw him out because he's a pain to deal with, but he's a genius. And the show didn't do well. So, he's back.
Okay.
But now, you know, Childish Gambino's leaving. It's unfortunate.
Interesting.
He wants to do this full time. And, you know, 90K first week backs him up.
But I guess my question is, you know, I've been researching a lot of artists and a lot of people, really successful people have their hands in a lot of different things. So what if Kanye quit music to just go make clothes for Adidas? How come he can't do both? You know, Pharrell is doing a myriad of things. You know, why are you quitting television to just do music? Why can't, I mean, what is it about Childish Gambino that doesn't allow you to do television, do stand-up, and do music? You know, I guess that's a question that only he knows. But
I would say that TV is particularly demanding because of the number of episodes you're putting out. It takes up time. That's why, like...
Yeah, but for how long? Like, if you're shooting in seasons...
Well, the thing is, I mean, even if... It depends how long the seasons are, right? But, like, if you think back to even in the 90s when, you know, the trend was, oh, this new sitcom's out and it's a hit, so we need to get this breakout star from this sitcom into movies all of a sudden. They would only be able to do, like, one movie a year because they just didn't have that much time outside of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at it like, you know, your AMC's, your Breaking Bad, Mad Men,
sure, Walking Dead, depends where, on which, you know. I mean, like someone like Alison Brie, who does both Mad Men and Community.
So I don't know. I guess, you know, schedule work, but
he wants to concentrate on it, so, you know.
Okay. Anyway. And he wants to concentrate on Janae Akia. So, rock out. Can't judge him, so rock out.
All right. Anything else you want to say about 2013?
Here's to 2014. I'm expecting a lot of great things. We could probably have another episode where we talk about our expectations for the next year. But definitely, you know, 2013 was very interesting. I think if anything, if you listen to Clack Radio speakers, I'm sure you learned a lot. There are a lot of lessons learned this year, and I'm very curious to see how those lessons get applied in this coming year.
It's true. A year ago, you know, sure, SoundCloud existed, but it wasn't as powerful for artists as it is now. Everybody's got a SoundCloud now.
Yeah.
So who knows what we'll see in 12 months, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's it for this week. Appreciate y'all listening. Let us know what you think. Use the hashtag Clack Radio Speakers. As always, you can follow the official Twitter of the show at CRS Podcast, or follow either one of us at Armand Wake Up and at @Doc_Beats, S not a Z. And of course, visit the revamped website, clackradiospeakers.com. Anything you want to plug, Armand? Anything that good people could listen to online? Or
check out my Own It Freestyle, ArmandWakeUp.com, SoundCloud.com/ArmandWakeUp. If you are a fan of my music, I highly, highly encourage you this year to sign up. Go to ArmandWakeUp.com and sign up for my mailing list. Highly, highly, highly suggest that you sign up to my mailing list.
Now, why would people want to do that?
Because in this year, the focus will be on those who already signed up.
Okay.
You know,
so they're going to get something.
It will definitely be worth your while. I definitely will not spam you or send you anything that will not be beneficial to your, that won't be beneficial to your Kairos experience. Everything will be intentional, and there's a lot going on this year. So I highly suggest that you go to ArmandWakeUp.com and sign up for the mailing list.
All right. And on that note, it was a great 2013, and we'll see y'all next year, or I should say this year.